Good afternoon. Welcome to the Thursday evening Q&A of the Healing Codes. It is March 21st, 2019, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Thank you for coming to spend this time with us. And any comments, questions, sharing that you would like to do, it will be appreciated and it will be beneficial to those on the call tonight and those listening in the future. And the most important thing is it will be beneficial to you as you hear your voice and claim your power to be heard and to be present. Pardon me. If any of you have anything you would like to share, say whatever, please hit star 2 and raise your hand. And I will unmute you by calling out the last four numbers of your phone number that is showing on my screen. Or by, if you're on the web, call, unmute you and ask you to speak. So as we go into the Universal Healing Codes, we are here to help clear up, bring to focus and truth any of your unhealthy beliefs, your destructive cellular memories that could have begun at conception, and you really don't know that you have them. You just know that you have stress, you have fear, you have anxiety, and your body has developed it into serious illnesses to help you know that you need to heal and pay attention to what is going on to you at a cellular level. And that's where the physical issues normally occur from any type of unbelief or unhealthy belief in a cellular memory, I believe. So before we begin, is there anyone who would like to say anything or ask any questions? If so, hit star 2. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to and you fill in your blank would be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, the life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. This will help your body prioritize the healing that's most important for you in the moment, in the present, and that you're ready to understand and know the truth about. Please take a deep breath. Get comfortable. And you can do these codes either by resting, which means that you can actually touch yourself, or you can do them as having the fingers pointed toward the energy center with the space in between them. Whatever works for you is what we're here to support and love, light, and truth. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. both hands, temples. Become aware of what you're thinking. Feeling. What action you might would like to take at this time. On a scale of 1 to 10, rate how much you were able to stay present as you did this and be aware of who you are. And the issue that you filled in the blank. And just take a deep breath, slowly breathing through the nose and breathing out the mouth. And gently give yourself a hug, putting your right hand on your left shoulder and your left shoulder on your left hand on your right shoulder. And just gently give yourself a squeeze. And as you open them up, begin to open your eyes if they were closed, and say what is truth about you. I am love. I am joy. I am peace. I am forgiven. I am in the moment. Hit star 2 if you have any comments that you would like to make, any questions that you would ask, like to ask, and I will unmute you. Star 2. Going once, going twice. Star 2. Well, I will not say going 3 because it's an ongoing invitation on this call. You hit star 2 to raise your hand. What does it mean to live in the moment for you? How do you live in the moment? How difficult is it for you to live in the moment? Do you have a pattern of what distracts you most out of the moment? One of my big distractions out of the moment is I will be clearly on a purpose to go do something, and I will see something else that needs to be done, and I will stop and do it. That's a huge distraction, and it takes me out of the moment. It takes me out of my flow of energy and accomplishment and purpose. I think her name's Lola, Loretta, I think is her name. I don't think that is her name. It's a little lady on NCIS New Orleans. In one of their advertisements, she says, a good day is when we know our purpose and we stay on it. What is your purpose? Is your home cluttered? If you are easily distracted by your surroundings, is there order in your home? Is your order in your day? God and the universe were created by order, and they love order. And you disturb your peace in your order, and you will find that you're not in the moment. You're not present. And it's only in the moment that you can be grateful. It's only in the moment you can have peace. It's only in the moment you can be alive and truly be yourself. Please hit star 2 to raise your hand if you have any comments or questions. So clutter is one of the things that keep us from staying focused and in the moment. When we smile, okay, thank you. 5446, you are unmuted. Good afternoon, Patricia. How are you?
Oh, good afternoon, Linda. I'm okay. I'm interested in what you were about to say. Did you say clutter can keep us from being in the moment?
Yes.
And then you were. Oh, that's interesting. And then you were saying something about when we smile, and I'm curious what you were going to say about that.
Okay. Well, smiling keeps us in a control of our attitude, and it keeps us optimistic and hopeful. So we're using muscles in our face, and you have to be conscious to smile, because you have to be conscious that you have something in the moment to smile about.
Mm-hmm.
So smiling is one of those ways we can stay present and in the moment.
Oh, that's interesting. I never thought of that. But
it's easy to frown when it's easy to frown when something comes up about the past and get stressed. And we do have memories where we smile. And that really, we're doing it in the moment, and we're doing it all in the moment, because every breath we take is in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so living in this present moment is a gift to yourself, to your body, to your organs, and to everyone around you. I think possessions and stress about the order of people's homes and office and things is a big thing that keeps us distracted. To be fully appreciative in the moment, soak in as much today as you possibly can. The sights, the sounds, the smell, the emotions, the triumph, and the sorrow. And do we know what we're thinking? Do we know what we're feeling? Are we just so busy that we don't even recognize what's going on with us right now? Did you have another comment, Ms. Patricia?
Yes. I was interested in the way the codes work, energetically and remotely. And here's what the example I mean. I have been coding for a long time to get relief from my back pain, my lower back pain. And I've coded, that's been something I put into my codes on a regular basis. Now, last week, I was on my way home from work, and I passed a drugstore, and I thought, let me go in and get a pain patch. I'm going to start using pain patches back there because I need some kind of help other than, well, I guess, anyway, I needed something. I needed something extra. So I went in there, and I went in the aisle with the pain patches, and I realized that it wasn't very economical to, you know, buy those. There may be two in a box, and each one only lasts for one time. So I looked to see what else they had in that area, and they had a product. It said 100% money-back guarantee. It was a jar of some cream that said it was for your back pain. So even though it was fairly expensive, it was a few dollars off that day, and I thought, let me try it. If there's 100% money-back guarantee, well, I'll just return it, or I'll do what it says to get the refund. So I bought it, and I must say I was somewhat surprised it actually worked. All these things I've tried all this time, this actually worked, and it said what the ingredient was, and it said FDA approved, and it's an actual ingredient, and you can use it up to this cream up to 3 or 4 times a day. So that I'm really very grateful I found something that provides me some relief, because I've been at this, is, you know, for a while trying to address it. And I'm wondering now, did the code work so that I found that, or does it, is it completely unrelated to having coded for this healing? I mean, did the code work for experiences. Do the codes work for bringing things into our experience like that? Or was that too far-fetched to think that it could have worked that way?
This is my belief. The codes help us hear our spirit, and our spirit guides us to where we need to go.
Interesting, yeah. Yeah. Now, that's not so far-fetched, and yet... And yet it would work with what happened. Because also, even before that, a friend of mine, my best friend actually, he's a real out-of-the-box thinker. He provided me with this, it's called a balance disc. Now I use that to sit on it at the chair at work, because that chair at work was so uncomfortable that it was so agonizing to get up off it. But Arnie gave me this balance disc. I sit on that, and that was step one in the, you know, making things so I could function better. So, and then step two was I came across this cream in the drugstore. So maybe things are looking up. I mean, little by little, and not in ways I would have expected. But I guess maybe if my spirit is, you know, open to having some relief, or... You say your spirit heals your spirit. I have been coding, and I have been coding for this. So maybe in this roundabout seeming way, it's working for the good, which is better than no way at all.
It is always working for our good. And just think about this, Patricia. Mm-hmm. Say, and I don't know what the time, maybe 5 years ago, you would not even have considered stopping in a grocery store, I mean a drugstore or something, and looking. And or you would have done something else, but now you're open to your own healing, and your subconscious is guiding, some people may call it subconscious, I call it spirit, is leading you to where you can be part of your healing.
Mm. Yeah, that's interesting.
And so you're more aware, and you take time to listen and read. And I think when we do that, we're in the moment, we're present, and we're thinking about what we're doing. And I believe when we're open to our healing and we're open to what's best for us, that spirit is just working, and something just flows or kicks in or whatever you might want to say that allows you to make decisions. Hmm. And they're good decisions, because you're not making them out of fear, or you're not trying to make something happen. You're just exploring.
Yeah.
With a childlike faith, you're just exploring what is going to be best for me.
Mm-hmm.
You may not even ask that question. But when you do the prayer in the codes, you're asking for that precise thing.
Yes. Healing. I'm asking for healing.
This prayer is so powerful. Oh, my goodness. Because you're asking for known and unknown to be healed in truth and love and light. And those things will always lead you step by step to where you get to that truth.
Mm. Yeah. So do you think, I am going to keep putting this issue in my prayers. Do you think at some point it'll lead to the actual healing of the condition rather than, well, alleviation is certainly better than nothing, but do you think I could actually get a healing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do.
Oh, good.
And one way I believe that we heal is to say, I am open to being healed. I am open to know the truth on how to be healed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
And believing you can be healed, I believe, is 90% of the issue of being healed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that. Belief is very important.
Yeah, because when you're in pain, it's very hard to be in the moment. It's very hard to be peaceful. And
yes.
It interrupts the flow of the body. It interrupts I think last week we talked about the river of life, too.
Yes, yes.
And so if you think about when the river of life gets to that tightness or whatever it is in your back, and it's hard for it to flow through, so it's like a river. A river, when it meets an obstacle, it will find a way around it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And appreciating, I know and I can feel this issue in my back. And I am open to knowing the truth and being healed.
Yeah.
And I will be the first to say I do not know why some people heal and some people don't.
Yeah.
But I do know that it's possible for everyone. It's a reality for everyone.
Wow.
There's no favors in God's eyes. But I do think that he's covering us in his grace and his love.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, a friend of mine said that her father had surgery. And then when he got home, he fell and cracked his ribs. And I think he's in his mid-70s or somewhere. And the doctor said, I guess God broke your ribs to get your attention and slow you down. And it broke my heart, and I emailed her back. I said, no, he fell and broke his rib not because God was trying to get his attention. God doesn't have to break ribs. Would you break one of your daughter's ribs to get their attention? God is love. Mm-hmm. And knowingly and unknowingly, subconsciously and consciously, we make decisions and have experiences and develop beliefs that can set up diseases in our body.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe, and everything I've ever read, and when someone really gets down to the core of it, the lower back pain is about feeling supported emotionally and financially.
Hmm.
And so one of the things I would ask myself, do I have a wrong belief or do I believe a lie about how I'm supported to live in love, light, and truth? Or do I feel like I am lacking financial security, whatever that might be to someone? Or do I feel like I've never been supported financially and I got to make it on my own?
Well, it's interesting because I have a decent job, but the thing is I don't like it very much, and I haven't from the beginning, but I feel I have to be there to make the money. Part of this job, I was lifting heavy boxes that I had to archive files, and I lifted one box too many. It's been very heavy and very, you know, for a long time there, but there was just the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, and that's when it got really bad a couple months ago with the real bad pain. Before that, I noticed it on and off, but it got worse then. So it is job-related, financially related, in that I felt I had to stay at this job where I was doing this task that was completely unenjoyable and, you know, just to make the money. So in that sense, it does make sense that it would be related to that because I didn't feel supported unless I was doing this job. And it was at the job that I was lifting the boxes. So there's that connection, I suppose.
And this is something that I have experienced because I think high blood pressure is a generational thing in my family, but I have been much more aware of it since Royce had his stroke because they say that's a major contributor to strokes. It wasn't for him because God knows if I had his blood pressure, I'd run out in the rain and hoop and holler. But I find that when I say I have to do something, mm-hmm. my blood pressure will shoot straight up. Mm. Or I ought to do something, and what the truth that that's a condemnation, and it puts undue stress on our spirit because I have to do this. I'm not safe. I'm not loved. Mm-hmm. And so it comes back to listening to our words and how they impact our body and the mm-hmm. flow of life in us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really not good at committing like that either. Even yesterday, I had a very enjoyable get-together with a friend, but it was an unusual day. I had taken the day off from work, and I had extra time, and I ran into her accidentally. So we stopped for a little something to eat and had a nice chat, and then as we parted, she said, oh, I'd love to do this. Wait, what did I say? I mentioned that I hardly have time until I retire. And she said, oh, well, when you do retire, we should do this more often, like once a week or maybe even every other day. And just my heart sunk into my feet because that felt like some new thing I have to do. And I was just, no, I can't commit to anybody like or anything really. If I may as well get another job if that's how it's going to be. But I didn't say any of that because she was so happy in the moment. And that was lovely. And I said something to just change the subject, but I that's how I feel about having to do things. It's just a big turnoff. It feels like I have to do this or that. I do go to work because I have to. I never had the kind of job where it was fun.
Well, and do you know what that job would be that would be fun, Patricia?
Well, I've had ideas, but at this point in life, I have ideas. I have a few ideas, but I don't know if I want to say them right now on the air.
Okay. Well, no, but what I was going to encourage you to do is play with those ideas and begin to open up to the joy of those ideas. And what if the possibility was, and then coming back to that focus and that purpose, what would be my purpose that when I woke up in the morning, I could wake up and say, wow, I get to go to work today, or I get mm-hmm. to do this today and be paid for it. Mm-hmm. And I'm so blessed. Our words and our thoughts will keep us locked and frozen. And so, and also, like, I've always had trouble with authority. Mm. That's been one of my things. And so when I say I have to do something, that is like 1,000 bells of authority going off in my head saying, you have got to do this. Don't you talk back to me. And so it's all of that garbage that we have in our cellular memories that keep us from being in the present, appreciative, grateful, smiling. And so how can I turn my current circumstances into a purpose that will give me aliveness, gratitude, help, joy and peace.
Is that what I am supposed to code for?
I would code, my suggestion on your coding, Patricia, would be support. What would it feel like for you to be supported emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and financially?
Okay.
And then think about when you were younger, some of your experiences that you can remember. Mm-hmm. Like my, and if y'all don't want to hear my personal stuff, just please hit star 2 and I will stop. But growing up, one of my things that I would say to myself was, no man will ever support me and tell me what to do. And so that played out all my life. But it's little things that I think this is part of the coding awareness. Little things come up, you know, you may not come up while you're coding, but when you start to go about your business, when you're asking for truth, for it to only set you free in love, light, and truth, that it will give you that freedom and that knowledge and that gentleness. That you... And I use the word, we deserve it. We deserve peace. Mm-hmm. We were created for peace and love and light. And going back to the lady that you ran into, what... her neediness put you in a state of, ooh, I don't want to do this. That's expecting too much of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so her hurt, and she sounded very needy and very lonely. And instead of saying, well, let's just stay in touch, and when we can, we will meet.
Yeah.
When it's convenient. And gave you some openness.
Right. I can never think of those things at the time.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Because you are a giver and you're an honor of people. And when you feel like people want something from you and they can't give, and you either don't want to give it, and there's nothing wrong with that, or you won't be able to give it, then it shuts you down into fear. And begin to notice how that tension in your back changes when you're in those circumstances.
Yeah.
And when you start to dress for work in the mornings, mm-hmm. begin to notice how you feel. And then notice how that spot in your back feels when you're leaving work and you're just going to go home and love Patricia.
Well, that's interesting you should say that, because I often get a surge of energy when I'm leaving work, and I feel like a weight has been lifted from me.
Yes.
And I didn't relate it so much to the back as just this feeling of freedom. It's like, now I can live. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yes. And so, however how many years you're away from retirement?
Well, that's the thing. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I thought you were asking me. I'm sorry, but you were going to say something.
Ever how far along away, whether it's 1 year, 6 months, or 10 years from retirement, is your happiness worth that? And if you began to look for another employment, what would it look like for you? What would it feel like to have, wow, I am going to wake up and I am going to go be with people. I'm going to do something. I'm alive doing it. And whatever that is for you, trust yourself. Because your spirit is giving you little opportunities to begin to learn to trust yourself, like what pain pill cream to buy for your back. All of this is connected to all of us being led to love and take care of ourselves in an honoring way. Mm-hmm. And if we try to figure it all out, we won't. It'll drive us crazy just to say, wow, I'm grateful I found this and it's working. Mm-hmm. And I'm open to it getting to the root of whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to, I ought, I need to, I should. Wow. Those words, my temple just gets tight even as I say them, because I have told myself, you know, that so many times. The only thing we need and have the opportunity to do is to get up and be in the moment, be present in love and gratitude. Mm-hmm. And then if we aren't, then we just begin to ask ourselves, how come? What needs mm-hmm. to change? What truth do I need to know? And we begin to dance with those thoughts. And then the stress leaves, the fear leaves. And we begin to just be in the moment, in relaxation, in gratitude, in joy and peace.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great breath. Yes. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm all right. I mean, you've given me a lot of things to think about, and I took a couple of notes on what it might be good to code for. You said support, emotional, mental, financial, and there was one other thing, and I didn't get it.
Physical.
Oh, physical. Okay.
Yes.
Physical. I got the others. Thank you.
Yes.
And and regarding my back healing, I'm open to knowing the truth about this, so I can put these things into my coding. Thank you.
Oh, you are most welcome. Thank you. Always a pleasure. And a blessing. Yes.
I appreciate these calls a lot.
Yes. Yes, I'm celebrating you and the greatness that you are and your awakening to that.
Gosh, I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything. Just soak it in and
all
believe
right,
it because it is true.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Absolutely. Yes. Anything else?
Not for the moment. Thanks, Linda. I'll listen to
the next person.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. All right. Let's see. All right. Anyone else hit *2 to raise your hand? Any comments? You came tonight for a purpose. What was your purpose? And to have your power, can you speak it? *2. Okay. Well, we ask that every word that was spoken, every thought that was thought, every feeling that was felt, be washed and covered and healed and celebrated with love and gratitude and joy. That we do not go away from these calls. That was great. I enjoyed it. What do you enjoy? What do they mean to you? How can we support you on your journey? And I am blessed and humbled and honored to be your host on the calls. And to know that at any given moment when someone's listening, a life can be changed, not because of who I am, but because of what we share, the truth that we share, and the truth that each one of you share. That you are making a difference just when you speak, when you think, when you touch, when you live in the moment. And remember, any time you begin to think about the past, you're condemning yourself. Any time you move into the future, you're moving into fear. And you can only live in the moment with a joy on purpose, knowing that you are created to be a light. And may all the noise and everyone's past, present, and how it will affect the future that is in our newscast, And everything that is going across the world, that we as individuals, whether we Americans, whatever our nationality, that we will be that one light for ever how many people can receive it. You make a difference. And I admire that and I appreciate it. Thank you. Would anyone like to say anything in our closing time? If so, hit star two, not hit, but just click star two to raise your hand. I was going into a little battle there. Just touch star two on your pad and you will be unmuted. All right. Okay. 6753, Miss Cindy, how are you this evening?
I'm fine, Linda. How are you?
Well, I am blessed. How I am, and trust you are.
I am too. I just wanted to share on doing the trilogy. On the third part, what I had been doing is, now I realize it depends upon a person's probably flexibility, but what I do is I put my, my arms right with both hands, but when I get to the third part, I'll put my, like if it's my left hand, or like if I'll put my left hand as far down my back as I can, I'm pretty flexible, but then I bring my right hand to the back of my, to the back part, okay? Then, I mean, both my hands can't touch, probably nobody's hands can touch, and we're sure just, you know, flexible. So I probably got about maybe 2 or 3 inches, it could be a little more than that. And then I would bring both hands together on the back side of my back, if it's comfortable, as, you know, so I can bring mine up midway in the middle of my back. And then what I do is I go ahead and leave my hands touching and then bring them all the way around to the front to the starting place that we do on, you know, to the very, what you call it, the lowest point of the, I guess where your female organs are at, or the male's organs are at. So my hands are, are constantly touching. That's what I do. That's just my opinion. That's how I do it. And then I repeat the process. You know, I think we do the third part of the trilogy 3 times. So I'm constantly touching. So that's just how I do it. That's just Candace's opinion, but that's just how I do the, do the third part of the trilogy.
So you start with the back.
Yeah, I start on, we started on third part lowest part of the trunk, I guess you'd say the trunk,
yeah.
And then go all the way up, and then touching. Completely touching is what I do, everything in my, body. But, and then I go all the way down my back, if whatever hand I'm using first, like it's my right hand, okay? And then I bring my left hand to the middle part of my back, then all that go off my right hand and bring it back to the middle part of my, above my, you're supporting your back, basically. You're supporting your back. And then I completely bring my hands around to the trunk, to the front part of my body, to the trunk, always touching.
So if I'm understanding correctly, you're starting at the base root chakra around
yes.
the reproduction organ, and you've got your hands on top of each other.
Yes.
And you're bringing them all the way across the throat, across the face, across the crown of the head, down to the skull of the base of the skull. And then you take your left hand and you take it down to your lower back. And you bring that and you meet your right hand and your left hand at your back.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I take when I start down you go over the crown of your head. Okay, I'd put my, with whatever hand I'm using, and I alternate. I just let the spirit, alternate, and I go down the, what do you call it, you'll see one, C2, I'm probably halfway down my, probably C3, I think what would be on your back, and then my left hand is at the middle of my back, and then I bring the, you know, you have, then I just bring the both hands where they meet, and then keep touching, and keep touching and going around to the front part of my body, to the front part of the, to meet to the trunk again.
So I'm visualizing this and also trying to do it. So once you start with either your right or your left hand on top of each other, and you're coming across your energy chakras in your face and the crown of your head, and then you are separating them and your left hand and your right hand, but then do you come back and start at your base chakra, or do you bring your hands back across your spine and down?
Once my hands meet at my back, then I just go around your lower part of your back, and then your stomach, and then I just, like I said, keep touching and bring my hands back to the trunk, from the back of my lower back to the front of my trunk. Am I confusing you?
What I believe I'm hearing is that you're starting at your root chakra and you're coming across your head like Alex does in the videos, but then you're also separating your hands and covering your back with the flat of your hand. But then do you just come back around, and then do you come down from the crown of your head, or do you take your hand, turn your hands loose and come back around to your base root and start over again?
Okay. Well, I bring my hands together at my back. Okay. Then I'm bringing them all the way around. That, you know, like I said, be the lower part of your back, maybe, and then all the way around the front. Now I'm touching, and then I position my hands right in front of the, you know, of the trunk, of the trunk in the front. Right in front of, you know, your genital organs, whatever, and then I just, you know, bring my hands up and bring my hands up and keep touching of my body, you know, and then when it's on, reach the top of my head, you know, both my hands are still touching until I reach get down to about probably C2, C3, probably what I'm able to get because I'm pretty flexible. And then I release the other hand and then place it back where it meets, you know, my both hands meet on the back part of my back where I'm supporting my back. And then bring the hands right on, completely touching from the back torso all the way up to the front, you know, where it meets at the trunk, at the beginning, at the root of our body.
So I would say if that's what you've been led to do, but if you're bringing your hand, back and you're coming down your energy centers with your hands touching your body coming down, I think you're reversing your energy.
No, I'm not. No, I think I must have been confused because I'm not reversing the energy, not at all.
Okay. All right. And so what led you to do that, I mean, was it something that you just automatically did from the spirit, or was it, what created that for
just
you?
Just the spirit.
Okay. All right. And what results are you getting or have you experienced?
I experience more energy. I can feel the energy. It's kind of hard to explain. I just feel like I have an extra boost of energy.
Okay. All right. Well, my friend, if it works for you, I say do it. If the intention is love and healing and you're getting pure energy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, and thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Have you posted that on the Facebook page?
No, I don't do any I'm not into a Facebook.
Okay. Well, that's okay. All right. Well, keep us posted on how that's working for you. Now, did you have any tension or anything in your back before you started doing that?
Not really, because I'm a pretty flexible now. I think because I'm pretty much physically, no, because see, I'm not really, not because I don't really have any, I mean, I'm not feeling any extra, I mean, it's not putting extra tension, not putting any extra tension on my back.
Okay.
So because I'm flexible, I can reach down to probably what would be a person C2, C3, you know, well, flexible, like, you know, and I can bring my hands back where I'm supporting my back at a real, maybe it's because, I mean, I realize a lot of people can't because they have different type of muscle and those type of issues, which I understand, but no, I'm more flexible, I can.
Well, congratulations, and I don't think I'm that flexible, but I'm sure going to see how it works, so thank you for sharing. I know the spine is so important and carries so much belief systems and energy with it, and that affects every organ in our body. So that's awesome. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Now, see, when I come down to, you know, I may not be explaining this right to people, but see, when I'm, both my hands, my left hand and my right hand, no, I'm not completely touching. I mean, I'm not connecting at the very back. I can't, you know, like I said, there's kind of a big gap there. It could be closer to 5 inches. I don't know. I'm not real good at measuring. But then I just switch the other hand around and, I, you know, to where I'm supporting my back. And so, I mean, there is a little gap in there, but I'm just, you know, I just bring my hands back around, like, you know, and just continue to do the code.
So it's like you're doing the healing code, the universal code, with your hand flat coming up your spine. You're still sending it love energy.
The chakras. I'm just not, like I said, when, you know, you start down in the back, I mean, I can't, I mean, no, I'm not that flexible where both my hands touch, but then I bring one hand, whichever hand I'm not using, I bring it around to, you know, where both my hands meet on my back.
Okay.
And then bring my hands completely around to the front, you know. Try it and see what you think. I'm going to call you long distance and try, you know, kind of explain. I hope I'm not confusing people, but that's just how that just works for me. And I don't feel like I'm doing anything out of line. That's just how I do, you know,
Now, have you taken yoga and things to be able to do that?
No, I've just always had. I've done lots of exercise over the years, so I'm more flexible.
Well, that would be interesting. Yes.
I have heard that people that are able to do yoga, I have seen some poses that are really, you know, unique in the where people can, you know, have the, you know, can do, you know, maybe reach. I mean, I've seen some poses that I think, wow, I'm not able to do that. I'd like to be able to do that. It's kind of like a girl doing a sprint. Could I do that at my age? Probably not without some really good training over maybe probably months and years, and probably at my age that probably not would not be recommended to the spirits. But it's like anything, you know, you work at and now I've just minded, I've done this exercise over the years, and I try to stay more flexible.
Well, I think the beauty of it is that you're having this energy that's enlightening you and empowering you and relaxing you. And I think that's awesome. So thank you. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. And you're very welcome.
That to me is the secret of energy healing. Nobody has the answer for everybody. But the more we share and people begin to say, and then it just opens up, but always staying in truth. And then what do you experience afterwards? And if you're experiencing that burst of energy and release, that's awesome. I've done raindrop therapy, so I know, you know, everything. I don't know everything, Linda, but I understand. Extend the energy of the spine, and it's awesome. And that's where our support is, and that's where our backbone is. So when we can send it love and the energy comes through, that's a gift.
Amen.
So thank you. Yes. So thank you. Yeah.
You tried it and see. I hope I haven't confused you and other people in the call, but that's just what's been helpful, you know, to me. And I'd be interested to hear about.
I got news for you, young lady. If we're confused, it's our issue, not you. You've been very clear.
Well, I've been trying to be clear. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But I'd be interested to hear what other people have to do the trilogy have to say. I think it's amazing and a wonderful gift.
Oh, let me ask you, do you have anyone who could video you?
No, I don't. No, I sure don't.
Okay. Because that would be, I think, very, I would love for Alex to see it. And I think the spine has just as much flow of energy and love and light and truth in it as our energy chakras, and it's all just working together. And but if you ever have anyone that can video it for you, if nothing else, send it to me, because I would love to get a picture of it as well. I have an imagery of it, and I just I don't know that I'm that flexible, but anyway, it works for you, and that's what energy healing is. It's finding out what works for you.
Amen.
Yes, and an amen to you, young lady. So, thank you.
You're welcome. I thank you for what you have shared tonight. And I just want to say to Patricia out there, thank you for what you shared. Patricia, don't give up. You're back healing. Keep on doing the trilogy. You know what works. Just keep on doing it. And I'll be praying for you, Patricia, that God will meet your need and that in the future maybe you'll be able to find another job, but while you have your job, keep on working, keep on being grateful for what you have, and God will honor you, Patricia, in your job, and you will receive healing for your back. Don't give up. God works in mysterious ways.
Amen to that one. Yes. So, all right. Thank you.
Thank
Anything
you.
Else?
That is it. That is it for me. Blessings to everyone.
That's it. She's signing off. Oh, that's beautiful. I love it. Thank you, Miss Cindy. All right. Does anyone else have anything they would like to share? Well, I have 9:39. Oh, wait a minute. Miss Patricia, come back on, dear heart. Okay. You are muted, Patricia.
Oh, thanks. I just wanted to express appreciation to Cindy for her blessing and encouragement. Thank you so much, Cindy. And thank you for sharing what you did. It was a little tricky for me to envision it, but I'm glad that you found something, you know, that Spirit spoke to you and told you what it was that would help you. I think that's what it's about, too, to tuning into what works for us, each of us individually. So thank you again for your beautiful words of encouragement.
Absolutely. She does have the gift of encouragement. Thank you, Miss Cindy. So, yes, and thank you, Miss Patricia. Is there anyone else that would like to say anything? If not, on the byways and the highways and the waves, we appreciate you joining us. And it is always a joy and a blessing. I'm going to unmute everyone to say good night. And follow your spirit. Yes. Okay. Uh-oh. The person on the web, I'm going to mute you back. There's a noise on that sounds, I don't know what that is, but it didn't come through clear, so forgive me. On the web call from Chicago, Illinois, is there anything, anyone? If not, we will say good night, God bless, and live in the moment. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Night. Okay.